This isn't just a campaign fundraiser. Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden's reelection campaign says what's happening tonight in New York City is expected to raise a record amount for a political event, $25 million, featuring two former Democratic presidents.
Tonight there will be a discussion between Presidents Biden, Obama, and Clinton. It will be moderated by Stephen Colbert, and there will also be musical performances tonight from Queen Latifah and Lizzo, as well as other artists. Tickets range from $225 to $500,000. The $500,000 ticket gets you entrance into a more private reception.
Fox's Nate Foy outside Radio City Music Hall. A picture with all three presidents taken by famed photographer Annie Leibovitz will cost $100,000. Pro-Palestinian groups plan to protest, gathering at other locations and marching toward the event. Former President Trump spending time on New York's Long Island to pay respects at the wake for murdered NYPD officer Jonathan Diller, the 31-year-old shot during a traffic stop. The two suspects in custody have been arrested many times before.
We have to stop it. We have to get back to law and order. We have to do a lot of things differently because this is not working. This is happening too often.
Diller is survived by his wife and one-year-old son. The Tunneled Towers Foundation pledging today to pay off their mortgage. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried learns his fate for the fraud that brought down his cryptocurrency exchange, sentenced to 25 years in prison.
He is going to serve that sentence in a medium security prison in San Francisco so his parents can visit him. He's also required to pay over $11 billion in restitution. That, of course, is a formality, though, because he is in fact, broke at this moment.
Fox Business's Kelly O'Grady at federal court in New York City, where Bankman-Fried did speak, apologizing without admitting guilt as he plans an appeal. He could have faced decades more in prison. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Efforts to restart a nuclear power plant in Michigan get a big boost from the federal government.
It's a massive federal cash infusion described as a conditional loan commitment to restart the 800-megawatt Palisades nuclear power plant.
For $1.5 billion to Holtec to get the Palisades nuclear plant back up and running.
Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, the plant along Lake Michigan in Covert Township, closed in 2018. Holtec International acquired it in 2022. It's now set to become the first ever nuclear plant restart in the U.S., though it still faces many hurdles, including inspections, testing, and the blessing of the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Rules aimed at protecting endangered species are being restored by the Biden administration. The Trump administration had rolled them back, requiring that economic impacts be considered when protecting animals and plants. That's now reversed. Another reinstated rule mandates blanket protections for species newly classified as threatened. Taylor Swift's dad will not face charges for throwing a punch in Australia during her Eras tour.
The pop star and her dad were coming off a yacht at the wharf where veteran paparazzi photographer Ben McDonald was taking photos at that time. According to Swift's reps, two individuals were aggressively pushing their way towards Taylor, grabbing at her security personnel and threatening to throw a female staff member into the water. McDonald alleged that's when Swift's father intervened and punched him in the left side of his face. The police said after investigating the incident, they decided they will take no further action in relation to the matter. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
The first quarter ends with new records on Wall Street. The Dow up 47 to 39,807. The S&P also closing at a new high, but the NASDAQ finishing lower. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.